Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
The worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast.
Now you can start listening.
Banks here runs over there.
Morning.
Good morning to you. It's really hot.
It's crazy hot.
Yeah, and that's the obvious thing. The least favourite part of the summer is getting into a car.
Is it? I was thinking about this. Is there a thing that exists where you can, you know, some cars you can actually start the engine before you get in?
Yes, you can.
So
you can
could you be in your house, start the engine and the aircon, and then get in?
That's been around for years.
Has it?
Yeah,
so
you
I've
could
never
do
had that.
I used to have an alarm system that you could start the car from when you're in your house or from outside the car.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really nice because people used to look at my car because it's quite a sporty little number and kids used to look at it. So I used to pretend that I was magic. So I'd have it in my pocket in my left hand and I used to go up to the car. They didn't know it was mine. And I go, "No one believes my powers!" Like that. The car would start.
How long did you spend looking?
Oh my God.
Waiting for someone to walk past.
You know it. So getting into a car in this country after it's been sitting in the sun and then waiting for it to cool down is
and
just...
And if you don't have something that you can switch it on 5 minutes before.
Yeah. It's a nightmare. I have a list here of other fast ways to cool your car down. And there is one that I tried yesterday.
Okay.
Right. Number one, blast the AC, but keep the car parked the whole time. So you start it up, AC, go back in.
I don't like doing that though, because you'd have to leave the key in it.
I can't. Number two, blast the AC and drive with the windows down.
Really?
Yeah. Number three, blast the AC and drive with the windows up.
So, as you were.
Right, here's the one that I tried and they say is the most effective way to cool down a hot car. So, you roll the passenger window down.
Right.
Right? Then you open the driver's door and you fan the driver's door.
Is this with the aircon on?
No, this is, well, you can have the aircon on or the aircon off.
Right.
And then drive off with the windows up.
Okay, so, yeah, I'm going to get in. I'm going to switch on my aircon.
Okay.
Lower the passenger window.
Yeah.
And then I'm a fan the driver's door.
Yeah, but I did it yesterday and I was outside because I wanted to get a good
fan. By which point, you are covered in sweat.
Yes, I am.
So
that is exactly what happened.
Massive own goal.
And I got in. It was cool, but I had that cool air on my sweat.
And the end result.
It was horrible.
It's pretty much exactly the same
as if you just sat
in the car and waited.
Thank you very much. There's 2.5 minutes of your life you're never getting back.
And this is why he does Mythbusters.
Have I told you that before?
You might have mentioned it.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Podcast.
I'm just going to leave this here.
Okay.
Kanye West.
Yeah.
That's it.
Actually, hit the ad break now.
Kanye West celebrated his birthday at a candlelit dinner where he was treated to a performance by a top mentalist entertainer. Leaving that there.
You know who sang happy birthday to him?
Himself.
All the voices in his head.
Went on for ages.
This is the worst, the very, very worst of the High FM Morning Show.
This is High FM.
Good morning.
I need to talk property.
Okay, right.
There is a new world property record.
Is this for houses being sold?
Let's just call it property for the moment.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about the specifics
of
the property.
Oh, this is going to make us sick, isn't it?
Hong Kong, and you just know.
It's going to be really expensive.
165,000 reals it was brought for less than a year ago.
All right, I was expecting that to be more.
But you haven't wanted these yet.
Right, okay, come on
it's
then.
It's just been resold
for
292,000 reals.
That's nice. It's all right.
So that's quite a markup within a year.
Yeah, that's really good.
Guess what it is, though?
Is it a studio flat with no kitchen and no bedroom, just one room? Is it a lighthouse? Is it a house? Is it a dwelling where somebody lives? It's not. Is it a garage? It's a little small garage, isn't it?
It's not even a garage.
Is it a parking space?
It's a parking space!
Oh my God, a parking space!
292,000 reals!
Oh, it's nice work if you can get it.
High FM. The worst of High FM's morning show. Let's go!
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Morning.
There's a lot of crazy things that happen on the roads over here. I think we can all agree on that.
Yes.
I read this story yesterday and I have never, ever seen this before in this country. In fact, I've never seen it in any country.
Where did you read this?
I read this in the Times of Oman yesterday.
Okay.
And there was a big story about it. And the ROP are telling people, warning people, not to drive with, you know, the sunscreens that you put on your windscreen.
When you've parked the car.
When you've parked the car, yeah.
So, joking.
Have you ever seen this? You've been here longer than I have.
No.
I've never seen it either.
I really would have remembered it.
Right, so what people are doing is they're putting, apparently, putting these sunscreens when they're driving, but leaving a little hole where they can see out of.
Which is the equivalent of being lazy in the UK and not getting rid of all the snow, just leaving a little gap.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
A no.
Little, there's a little gap there.
Sunglasses and the visor,
and the visor
in the car,
yeah,
is perfectly adequate. You can't see through those things.
Well, I have never seen that over here in the nearly 2 years that I've been here, and you've been here longer. And we do see some crazy things, but is this a thing that happens? Because
it must be. It's in the paper.
We travel regularly. What they want
from me, what they want from me. The worst of High FM's morning show. Woo! Only on High FM.
Hello.
Hello. How's it going? You all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
Okay, who's speaking?
I'm Paolo.
Paolo's on the phone. All right, Paolo, you're calling about this sun visor thing, yeah? These people,
yes.
this story that I saw yesterday at the ROP saying people are driving with the sun visor up and with a little hole there. Sun visor that you put when you park in the car. I've never seen that. George has never seen it either.
I have seen it because it's like...
No.
It's hard to describe. If you've seen a camping tent, right? You zip it up to close open.
Yeah.
It's like that, but for the car, for the windshield.
Wow, so how many times have you seen it?
Only once in the expressway when I was going to
the expressway.
My son's school.
Oh my God, this is not funny. Even one person doing it, this person must be, that's just crazy.
On the expressway.
That's just nutter behaviour.
I thought it went without saying.
It's like April Fool's Day, no, if they printed the wrong story. So you have seen it?
Yes, I have seen
it. Man, Paolo, that's just...
What they do...
Mental.
What they do is they just open one-fourth just enough to see outside, and then everything else is covered.
That's just...
That's for the driver's side.
That's crazy. Please drive carefully.
And so to point out, that's not enough.
Yeah. Paolo, nice one. Thanks for belling us, all right?
You're welcome.
All right, you're
cheers,
a good
buddy.
One.
Thank
you. I have seen one.
All right, thank you.
Thank
goodbye.
You.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
That's just crazy, isn't it?
That's nuts.
Isn't that mental?
Like, why make life harder for yourself?
It is harder. Pair of sunglasses, pull the sun visor down. We'll get a call from Seatbelt Alley now.
I don't even want to know what he's doing. Hold it now. Yo, pump up the jam, pump it up, up, up.
This is Make My Day. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Oh, yeah. A place to stay. The worst of a High FM morning show.
Hello.
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 Hello. Why is it whenever we answer the phone, usually the reaction is just what this lady has just done?
I think it's us.
I think so too. In real life, that doesn't happen. Well, it has happened sometimes.
It does happen quite a lot. Moving on.
Who are you?
Hi, I'm Sally.
Sally. All right, Sally, what you got?
Okay. No, I was just saying that I have seen it, but they put it up in the side windows, not in the front.
Oh, you're talking about the sun visor thing that we were talking about a little while ago. That you're saying you have seen it, but it's in the side.
Yeah, it's always in the side.
No, Sally. This is... George, I've sent you the link to the story.
Is that the driver's side, though, Sally? Because that still is not okay.
Well, that's bad, but it's not as bad. Sally, this is... I've sent George the story, and just look at the picture. This is the front window we're talking about, Sally.
Yeah, that's quite extreme.
People are doing it. The front window.
Well, I think they should maybe get the blackout instead.
No, because that's illegal. You know that, Sally.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. No, we recently moved here, so...
Oh, welcome, Sally.
Yeah, welcome. How long have you been here?
Since September.
That's nearly a year.
Although it's first summer, though.
First summer, yeah, I suppose.
How are you doing with that?
Oh, she's so new. Bless her.
So very hot.
So very hot, yeah. God, it's really humid this morning, isn't it?
Yeah, it's horrible.
All right, Sally, it's not the side window. Side window would be a bit... what are they doing? It's a front window.
Also, don't get the blackout stuff. It's illegal.
Yeah. If you need any more questions answered on legalities, just give myself and George a bell.
Okay, top tips, I'll call you.
All right, we got first-hand knowledge. We don't want to talk about it on the radio. Goodbye.
Bye. Caught up in
your show. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Now that I'm waking up.
This is Hi FM. It's Hi FM.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Robin.
Good morning.
Banks. So I've been seeing this guy every morning.
Right.
I leave and I go to work.
Okay.
And he's walking up the hill to the gym.
Okay, right.
This has been going on for a number of weeks now.
Right.
And you got to the point where you're making eye contact. You.
Are you in your car or are you walking?
I'm in my car, you see,
right,
he's walking up the hill.
Yeah.
But there's the eye contact every morning because he's become part of my daily routine.
Yes, I think I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, so at some point you move on to the morning nod,
don't you?
And then at some point, someone's got to make the first move.
Can I just say this is so British.
So British.
So British. If you're ever wondering what British people are really like, this is it. This is exactly nail on head.
One day, someone really takes the first move and just does a little
side. Hurry up.
Yeah, hurry up.
How's it going?
Yeah, right. And that's all it'll ever be.
No speaking.
Ever.
That little nod.
Yeah, right. But I'm just thinking probably another couple of weeks before we get to the nod. What do you reckon?
I don't know.
I don't want to move too fast.
I know, right?
Because then I'm going to have to go a massively long way around the block to avoid him.
But what about if you nod to him and say hello?
I'm not saying hello.
No, you're
but
not.
The hello nod.
And then he speaks to you back. You've given him an inch and he's taken a mile.
I'm going to have to go around the block.
Starting tomorrow.
Good morning. It's the very worst of Hi FM's morning show. Here's what you missed.
Should we do a little quiz, me and you?
Quiz time. It's not a music quiz, is it?
It's not a music quiz.
Then go ahead.
This is really good. It's kind of geographical. How are you on your geography?
Have you heard my travel?
Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
I mean, the travel department.
Too late to move on now. Right.
I wouldn't know where I was going anyway.
13 things change. Name any other country in the world apart from Oman that starts with the letter O.
Oslo. That's a city, isn't it?
O. Any other country. You can play along in the car right now.
All I can do is cities.
Omskirk.
Well, it's a place. Oh, country.
Argentina.
And there are some, are there?
No, that's the thing. There are no other countries in the world that start with the letter O.
You've been on some interesting websites, haven't you?
Also, name any other country in the world that starts with the letter Q apart from Qatar.
Quebec?
No, that's a city.
Oh, for...
Do it again. Guess what?
There aren't any.
There aren't any.
This is a
there
quiz.
Aren't any.
You got any music questions?
No. Where's the music round? Wake
up. Hey. Yeah. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wake up. On Hi FM.
And tea time.
Oh, that's funny. She did a funny.
She did a funny.
Did a funny.
Celebrity news.
Big celebrity news.
Oh, yes. I'm going to be all smooth here.
All right.
I'm going to start with Ariana Grande.
Like who we just played
who
just now.
Just her with
nice.
No tears left to cry.
On
Hi
FM.
She
yeah.
is engaged.
Okay.
How long has she been with the dude?
She has been... Okay, this is going to be like 2 months. 2 months.
Less.
No!
Yeah.
You can't get engaged to somebody if you've only known...
You can.
2 months.
Less than...
A month. No, you
can't. A little
bit less. No! Oh, shut up.
Why wait a month when you know you know?
Yes, true, you know.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
He's already...
Wow.
...got two tattoos in her honour.
Oh.
He's had her initials on his thumb and
wow.
the bunny ears behind his ear. They dressed up as Harry Potter characters.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
it.
And now he's put a ring on it.
Oh, my God, that's brilliant.
True love.
Oh, I love it.
True love.
Hey, she's no longer a single lady.
You're going to shoehorn that in there.
I'm glad we had that meeting before.
Right.
Good morning. Good morning.
You're listening to the worst of Robin Banks and George Ryland. Hi FM.
I think it's crashed. No, it hasn't. It hasn't crashed. All okay. The radio station's fine. The radio station isn't broken.
Don't say that.
Yet. It's not broken. Touch. What, where's some wood in here that I can touch?
If you find it, it's probably not clean enough to touch.
It's not. Yeah, there it is. Ugh, I'm not touching that. Ugh, it can break down. I don't care. Hello. Good morning. It's Hi FM.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you all right?
Yeah. Probably shouldn't laugh, but this dude had quite a shock.
All right, let's try and keep a straight face during this because we do laugh at everything, and I'm sure that can be quite annoying. We're trying to tell a really, really serious story that's not funny, but we're 11 years old.
Bit funny.
Combined age.
Siberian guy, he's at home with the wife in their village in the Omsk region.
The where?
Omsk.
Okay.
He was planting potatoes.
In Omsk?
Yes.
Has he got a garden?
Yes.
Okay.
They've had a potato patch a long time.
All right, how big's the potato patch?
It's a fair size.
Oh, wow, okay.
He did not expect what he found whilst he was planting the potatoes in the Omsk region of Siberia.
Okay, what did he find?
Skull.
He found a skull?
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing funny about that.
So he rushed to tell his wife what he found.
Was it a human skull?
Yes.
Wow.
Do you know what she said?
What did she say?
She said, "Don't worry, it's my first husband."
No!
Yes!
Was she joking or what?
No!
What she
He'd been there for 21 years!
Oh my god, hello! I was not expecting that!
No, it was he!
The worst of High FM's morning show. Get down! Because no one wants to be here on the weekend.
Hi, FM.
Yeah, let's talk. Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka, right. Who's going to be the next Willy Wonka, do you reckon?
See, you had Gene Wilder.
Yes, it was just brilliant.
Legend.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp, who was his usual kooky Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Not a patch on Gene Wilder, frankly. How do you follow that up? Where do you go from there?
I know, right? Donald Glover, Childish Gambino.
Yeah, I like where you're going, actually.
That's what they're saying. And he's already had a really big year. He played Lando Calrissian in Solo, a Star Wars story. And Childish Gambino made headlines, This Is America. He's just doing amazing stuff. And now he might be your new Willy Wonka.
I haven't seen enough of him acting to know exactly which way that'll go, if you see what I mean.
Like,
he's not known for being weird, is he?
No, and I can't see him in that role, but yet I can.
Because if you actually think about Willy Wonka, it's all a bit worrying. He does have to be kind of weird to not just look like a child murderer.
He's on the shortlist, along with Ryan Gosling and Ezra Miller.
No idea. Ryan Gosling, much as I love him, it's a no from me.
Ezra Miller plays The Flash in the DC movie universe, and also in those Fantastic Beasts movies. Oh, look at this, George!
What?
It's Childish Gambino!
Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Doo.
It's like we haven't just thrown this show together.
This is America.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Wake up. You see, say High FM.
Sebo.
I read this last night, and this is the best things men and women can add to their dating profiles to make them better.
You're speaking French on there then?
I thought so. I thought I'd start it in French.
Smooth.
In case there's any French people listening or people taking French lessons.
But then you'll end up going for coffee, someone's actually French. You can't say more than, how are you? What's the time? Where's the bank?
For men, the best thing you can add is that you're a firefighter.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah? It'll get you 179% more matches.
Yeah, it would.
Wow. And also, being over 6'2" is also great if you're a man.
Meh, doesn't matter at my height.
But those two things aren't necessarily true for most people. So the five best things to add...
Are you telling me a 6'2" firefighting lady isn't going to get all the matches?
Alas! That's it. Right, here are the other things if you're not a 6'2" firefighter. Having a car.
What kind of car?
Oh, having a degree.
Yeah?
Describing yourself as very ambitious.
Yeah.
Not smoking.
That's always nice.
And saying you want children.
That's quite upfront on a dating profile, I suppose.
I know,
but
right?
No, why not be honest?
For women, now I don't get this, the best thing to add is that you sell insurance.
What?
I know, right?
Really?
Are people attracted to female insurance saleswomen? And I didn't get the memo on that.
Maybe people think they're going to get a deal. Can't think of anything else.
Obviously, the best thing you can put on your online dating profile is a picture where you look incredibly attractive.
Yeah.
All of the words, any words, are really a distant second to that, aren't they?
Spell your own name right, you're done.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings on High FM. Let's go!
Ow.
You all right there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Did you just kick something?
No, it was the
We're going to have to charge you for that if you break
just
it.
The rest. Just add it to the slate, Norm. Add it to the slate.
I think we'll call it priceless, that chair.
Oh, listen, just go home now. You may as well. Your job's done.
Before I do go home, right. I just want to have a little bit of, not exactly a moan, I just want to point something out about a flying car.
A flying car.
So Larry Page...
He's the Google guy.
Yeah, he founded Google. He's got a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. You'd think so.
Yeah, I think he's getting to kind of like a midlife crisis type of thing when you want a Ferrari or whatever.
But what can he do? Because he's obviously got loads of them.
You want something no one else has got.
What'll I have now?
So, a flying car, please.
Brilliant.
However, if you just have a look at the link that I've sent you...
You sent her a link to me.
Right, yeah, and they're saying it's a personal flying vehicle which will end traffic and reignite childhood dreams of soaring through the air. Have a look at the picture of it, and do you see what my problem is with it?
I've got it now.
Larry, just have a look at the flying car. I emphasise the word car.
Right, but it's not
that's
a car.
Nothing like
it's
a car.
Nothing like a car.
No, that's
at all.
It's like a little hover plane.
Yeah, it looks like a shrunken down seaplane.
Yes.
You know the planes that land on the water?
Yeah.
And this is flying over water as
Which
well.
Which is nice. But you can't tear that on a road.
No, and it's got nowhere where I can see any wheels have gone up and been retracted up.
You can only land that water, surely.
There's no place for a registration plate on that car.
It's not a transformer, is it?
It's Larry, it's not
Larry,
a car, mate.
It's
mate.
Not a car.
Hello, have a word with yourself.
Classic Larry.
Oh, God, yeah.
Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Robin Banks.
I put my heart and soul into this show.
George Ryland.
You're going to hear some fear.
Woo! Get up. High FM.
Good morning to you. Thank you very much for choosing High FM this morning. It makes us feel special.
Yeah, that's not going to last for long. I'm really sorry to be the one to show you this. And it's one of those things you never know. Do you tell the person what you've seen or do you not? And I always think I'd rather know.
Okay.
But this isn't easy for me to do.
No, okay.
And well, I don't know if you've seen this or not.
I'm really glad that you're letting me in on this because that's nice. So our relationship has got to this moment.
Well, it's more about your relationship with someone else because this to me just appears pointed. Just have a look at what was on Facebook.
Okay, here we go.
Sorry, Robin, to tell you this.
All right, I'm just leaning over, grabbing George's phone here. Oh, no!
Yeah, but you needed to see it.
No, it's Caesar, and Caesar is one of our sales guys, and he is in Lebanon.
He went without you, without saying a word. He just left.
If you are a regular listener to this radio show, you'll know that he actually invited me to go to Lebanon with him.
He was a bit weird about it when you phoned him up to talk about it.
Yeah.
And then he just left.
Yeah, and he's left without me.
Yeah.
And now he is tagging people. Imad is the person that he's tagged here with... Friends forever.
Yeah.
And then a love heart.
Yeah, he's celebrating bromance on Facebook in your face.
He is doing that as well. I mean, what do I do with that?
I say, what do I do? You fly to Beirut and you go and you talk to him.
Can you imagine that? I did that. Caesar, what's this? What is this? We're all crazy.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Podcast.
Banks here, Ryan's over there.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you. This is High FM. We don't usually give business advice or business tips, but I thought that we could do this. And this, George, is a billion-dollar idea. And we, through the medium of High FM, are putting it out there.
Hang on. Can I just... quick word off.
Yeah, okay. Right, so, okay. Yeah, why not? We should do this.
I'd like the $1 billion. Why are we...
Well, okay, well, I'm going to tell you then. And if
seems
you
like
want
an own
to...
goal.
If you want to do this, then you set this up.
Because we're not obliged to give out business advice.
Well, no, we're not.
So why not keep it?
But I thought this would be nice for the audience. They could hear this and go, actually, that's a great idea. I'm going to do it. Or maybe somebody might go, I'm going to go into partnership with George.
Okay.
All right. It's kind of like Uber, but instead of people giving you rides, people help you when you're being a coward.
What?
I got this idea from this news story I read over the weekend about a 22-year-old woman in England called Demi Sweeney, and apparently she's got serious arachnophobia. She's really scared of spiders. So she freaked out last week when she saw this couple of centimetre spider in her house. So what did she do? She ordered a food delivery from KFC, and when the driver got there, she asked him to take care of the spider.
Oh.
And he did.
The only problem I have initially with this idea...
Okay, you got a problem with it.
...is...
I'm giving this over to you as a great idea, and instead of you saying, wow, thanks for that, I'll take that, I'll ponder it, I'll put a business plan together, you've got a problem with it straight away.
I'm giving you feedback so you can improve on it.
But I don't want feedback. It's just an idea.
I think you need feedback.
I'm giving it out there. Here's an idea. You can now work
on
it.
What you're asking me to do, though, is to order a stranger to come into my house.
Well, what do you do when you get a taxi? You get a stranger.
Yeah, but that guy's got a bit more registered. No.
Hence, you set up a company that does that. You can do all that registering stuff.
Yeah, it's got legs.
Thank you. May have eight of them. Oh, he shoots, he scores.
Good morning. Good morning. You're listening to the worst of Robin Banks and George Ryland. High FM.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Morning.
Are you excited about the Top Gun sequel?
No.
You're not?
No.
Wow.
I'd like to watch it.
Yeah, but you're not excited about it.
No, because what's it going to be like after all this time?
Despite a two-year battle with throat cancer that took a serious toll on his health, Val Kilmer will return for the Top Gun sequel.
So excited. Brilliant.
Top Gun Maverick. Sources say he's been spotted at the San Diego hotel that the production crew have been using since the film started last week. And the rivalry turned friendship between Kilmer's Iceman and Tom Cruise's Maverick is one of the all-time great bromances in movie history. You know the phrase?
Mine's gone completely blank.
You can be my wingman anytime.
You can be my wingman anytime. How many times over the last 32 years have you told a friend, you can be my wingman anytime?
Apart from these days, maybe it's more Val Kilmer saying, I don't want to be a Scientologist, Tom.
I woke up.
This is Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Go.
Yeah.
I woke up.
High FM.
Banks here, runs over there.
Morning.
You've probably heard the term FOMO by now.
Fear of missing out.
Fear of missing out, right?
Yep.
Now there's a similar term that's new, and it applies to most of us on some level. Have you heard of FOBO? F-O-B-O.
Is that the fear of being out?
No, it's not. It's the fear of better options.
Why would you be afraid of better options?
It's basically...
Or do you mean, like, if you said to me, do you want to do whatever at the weekend? I'd be like, can I get back to you?
Because yes.
Okay.
That's...
Yeah.
Yeah, because maybe somebody else might come up and give you a better option.
And you always know when people are doing it to you and it's so offensive.
So instead of pulling the trigger and saying, yeah, I'll do that, it's like a never-ending search for the best option. Because you're afraid that you'll make the wrong choice.
Yeah, it's so harsh when people do it to you because you know that they are.
You know that they are, right?
So I'm free, but I'm not willing to commit.
It's like that, oh yeah, but oh. A little bit of FOBO, just a little bit, isn't a bad thing though. People who do it actually tend to make better decisions, but then we do tend to go overboard on the FOBO, don't we? It becomes a roadblock.
I think the only time it's acceptable, truly, is New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
And then you can say, oh, I'm going to wait and see what my options are. Any other night, you're rude.
Other not-so-cool stations would give you a best-of show right now.
Yeah, not us.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Wake me up.
I've just read this.
All right.
Netflix have brought in new rules for workers.
Okay.
This is after all the Hollywood scandals, the Me Too movement.
So this is workers at Netflix?
Yeah, this is film crews.
Phew, because I thought it would be workers during work time watching Netflix.
Yeah, no, fine, this doesn't affect us.
Whew.
They can now not look at each other for more than 5 seconds.
Hang on. Run that by me again?
It's creepy, apparently, if you look at someone for longer than 5 seconds. So that's one of the rules.
Well, you creep me out all the time then. You're always staring at me.
Horrible.
But I don't blame you.
Oh, dude.
You're only human.
So you've got to count every time you look at someone.
Yeah.
Once you get to 4, look away! Also, they are encouraged.
3.
See?
I'm looking away. I can't look you in the eye now after this. Don't want to be creepy.
If you feel harassed, you do this.
Right, what do we do?
Stop!
No!
Don't do that again!
With the hand out.
And you shout. Now. I just added the hand.
But you do that all the time.
Doesn't help.
Straight in your face. Stop, George!
Yeah, so basically there's not going to be any flirting at Netflix.
You can insert your own Netflix and chill gag right here.
Boom!
Wake up with Robin and George.
Hi, FM.
My name is Robin Banks and George Ryland is there.
Hello.
7% of people have gotten into a car accident because of what, do you think?
Watching TV at the wheel?
Nope, not that.
Trying to drive with your knees?
No, not that.
Trying to drive with the sunshade across the windscreen?
Nice guess, but it's not that. 7% of people have gotten into an accident because of backseat driving.
Surprise, it's not higher then.
It's not just annoying, it's also downright dangerous as well. That being said, turn signals, indicators were invented for a reason, and that is for you if you're driving right now on SQH or on the expressway. Please do feel free to use them.
Oh, and just an FYI, hazard lights, not a parking aid.
A new survey found that 7% of people have gotten into an accident because of a backseat driver.
So irritating.
Which actually, you said it's low. This is very high, I think, 7%. Especially considering that only 21% of people admit that they ever do any backseat driving.
Liars.
So apparently we need to clarify what it means to be a backseat driver. Here are 10 things that backseat drivers do, according to this. All right, let's see if you do any of these 10 things. Criticising the driver's decisions.
Ooh.
Yep, I do that.
Walk then.
Complaining about them going too fast. Oh, you're going too fast, slow down.
Yeah, if they're going really fast, I'm going to say something.
Yeah. Gasping when they brake. Yes, right?
Or pretending like you got dual control and trying to brake for them.
And wait a minute, that's on the list as well. Flinching when they get too close to another car. Oh.
Yeah.
Complaining about them going too slow.
No, that's just rude.
Pointing out where to turn. Oh, it's this one here.
Ooh.
This one. That's the one. Pressing an imaginary brake pedal in the passenger
seat.
There
we go. We've all done that.
Giving the driver advice on switching lanes.
Ooh,
oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go now. You can go now. Pointing out when lights turn green. There you go, you see.
Get a taxi.
We're all backseat drivers.
Follow us on Instagram. At High FM Radio.
You know, because it would be totally cool if you were.
This is High FM. There's a guy right now to my left-hand side trying to get out of our office.
We could really help him.
We could go out and help him.
Oh, I could even signal from here.
Yeah.
But then he'd know that I was turned right around to watch him.
He's out!
He's out! Freedom!
Oh, mate, it's so funny, isn't it?
He nearly broke the door down to get in.
He did. And then he was let in. Nargis has been here for over an hour. She comes in, she can't sleep.
I feel bad for her.
Yeah, so she's let this dude in, and I think he's collected something. And then he's going out, and we have these electric locks on our door, and you push a button, and then it releases the lock, and then you pull the door.
But if you don't know that, yeah, and you don't know where the button is,
yes,
you try the handle of the door.
You do, and you pull it. And then when it doesn't work, you then push it.
Yeah.
Hey, have you ever, you know when the door says pull,
yeah,
right? Yeah, you know what I'm going to say. And you push it. There's always someone there that goes, nah, you got to pull that.
Do you know the only thing worse than that?
What's that?
When you walk into a glass door full pelt.
I have done that myself. Yeah. And then try and style it out. Yeah, I meant to do that. Just... testing the door, that's all.
As the glass is still vibrating.
In the morning, you gotta get on up.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we don't have any.
Friday at 1 p.m. and Saturday at 7 p.m. is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Get on up.
It's High FM. George has got a bit.
Yeah, I'm a bit confused by this.
Okay, well, sit down.
There's new advice.
Explain it to me.
Students who graduate with first-class degrees...
Which is the best.
Nerds.
Don't say that.
Oh, I'm just busy because I didn't get one.
Don't say that.
I was too lazy. They're being urged not to take selfies of themselves with their certificates.
Because people could see their details there.
No.
No, why?
Because people are forging degrees. This is up by 30% in the past year.
So I'm taking a screenshot and then I'm going into Photoshop and I'm putting my own name down there?
Or are you just putting all the bits together?
How is that going to work?
Right?
I don't understand that.
And also, I mean, I kind of like it as much as it's bad. If you're going to fake a degree,
yeah,
go for the top.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, why not? Just go catch me if you can. I'm a doctor, I'm a dentist, I'm a pilot.
Philosophy from Oxford. What about you?
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
What up, everybody? So glad you're here.
Live from Muscat's Grand Mall.
Don't stop.
Hi, FM.